I'm glad there's a mic today. I've been losing my voice from all the various rallies, Occupy Oakland, Occupy San Francisco. So, you know, I'm a teacher and I care deeply about the state of the students in the state of California and the nation. So I got to practice what I preach, which is the active empowerment and change of the world. So my voice is a little shot, so the microphone is a welcomed friend today. It's actually very interesting. It's the first time I've had the opportunity to hear Soraya speak, and I feel like we're probably doing very similar work, but we're working on different ends of the same spectrum, where she is trying to plant seeds to develop education in Afghanistan. I feel like I am trying to refertilize the soil of American education. And so my focus is here at the college, at the community college level. And for me, my work is very, very, very personal. I'm not teaching because I have nothing better to do. but it was, in fact, an internal crisis that I was having much of my life. Growing up in America, coming from Afghanistan, but growing up in America as an Afghan, and at home, my parents working really hard to make sure that I don't forget being Afghan, going to school or going to the soccer fields or wherever else where everyone expects me to be American. And there was always this internal battle and struggle of trying to determine my identity. Am I Afghan? Am I American? Is there room for the two to coexist? And that was an internal struggle that I faced for much of my life. And I'm fairly pale, so I had to, amongst family, I was always being, you know, pointed out, you're American, you're not even Afghan, you're American. So there's a lot of internal struggle that I faced with my own identity. And it wasn't until 9/11 where that internal tug of war of am I Afghan or American became externalized, where now people were really explicitly asking me, what am I? I remember soon after 9/11, people saying, so you're Afghan, but are you Afghan or are you American? And this is the same line of questioning would come from both sides. And it was at that point where I saw Afghan Americans making that decision, whether they're one or the other. Because in our cultural and political climate after 9/11, there was no room to be both. And for me, I didn't want to choose. I saw that at home it worked to be Afghan, and I saw in public it worked to be American. And so what I decided to do is I said, I'm not going to choose either. I'm not going to choose one against the other, because to choose one would be to reject the other half of myself. And so what I decided to do is, I was in college at the time, and I decided that it was time to use the space of higher education as an opportunity to actually explore myself. And I said, I'm not going to choose either. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a step back and study the nature of identity. And I was going to study the nature of that identity through history. So going through this process, I felt like it's time to go to take what I've learned and give back by becoming a professor and educating whoever I come across the dynamics of identity, the dynamics of culture, and how historically identity and culture can be exploited by power structures into getting you to do what they desire for you to do. And so my work for the past 6 years as an instructor at the community college level has been the study of history, but from the perspective of cultural and identity formation, so that we can begin to understand why is there this desire and need for identity, but at the same time, why is there room for coexistence of identities? And so that's been kind of what I've been doing for the past 5 to 6 years. So I feel like it's similar work, but on the opposite ends of the same spectrum.